It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a moment of prayer? Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that your perfect will would just simply be done. God, would you touch the precious saints that's by the radio today? Lord, I ask you, God, would you draw them to you? And Lord, I pray your will would be done. I pray today that you'd give us clarity of the Scriptures. Oh, would we let the Holy Spirit just tender our lives and just use us for your precious glory. Oh, Father, may we simply yield ourselves to you. God, we ask you today for that one that may be sick, would you touch? That one that's going through a trial, God, would you be with them? Lord, that little church that's struggling, I pray, Lord, that you'd bless this little these congregations, our missionaries, our evangelists, our workers. God, would you simply get glory in these lives? And Father, I pray you today that above all, Jesus Christ would simply be lifted up and glorified. For it's in His wonderful and precious name that we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt, and what a joy and a blessing it is to be with you again on this wonderful day of the Lord. Now, if you're listening today and you don't have a copy of God's Word, I want you to just get a pencil and paper, and we're going to share some songs. And then after we share these songs, I'm going to give you the mailing address where you can either write us, or if you wish to use an email, you can email us and receive absolutely free your copy of the Word of God. What will we be sending you? A King James 1611 scripture of the Word of God, Old and New Testament. We'll be sending you a short course in Bible knowledge with over 500 scriptures that you can actually take, and with your Bible, you can reference these truths in God's Word. We'll send you a gospel track on how to be saved and know it. We'll send you a gospel track on what do Christians believe. But first of all, I want you to just lean back and enjoy the songs we're featuring today, the Burns Trio, and listen to the words of God that they have a message for us here. Here they come.
Golden trumpet sounds, all the saints will leave the ground. They are rising up to meet our blessed Lord. Oh, how they shout as they rise to their home beyond the sky. They're in the bride of Christ, and they are coming home.
Here comes Mom, and here comes Dad. Oh, their faces look so glad as they march and they sing redemption songs. the bride of Christ, and they are coming home.
And here they come.
Here they come.
All on a
thrill. Here they come, marching up to Zion's hill.
The victory's won
as they bow before God's throne. The bride of Jesus is coming to home.
And here they come.
Here they come.
Oh, what a thrill.
Here they come, marching up to Zion's hill.
The victory's
won as they bow before God's throne. The bride of Jesus is coming home. The bride of Jesus, the bride of Jesus, the bride of Jesus
is coming home.
Now, if you will listen as they sing, It's Out of This World.
While traveling through this world below, I see great cities everywhere I go. But I know that soon their beauty will fade away. There's a place waiting just for me, a city that'll stand for eternity. I'm telling you the place where I'm a-going is out of this world. It's out of this world, out of this world. I'm telling you the place where I'm a-going is out of this world. And no more sorrow, no more fears, no more dying, no more tears. The river of life is flowing by, where we'll never have to say goodbye. I'm telling you the place where I'm a-going is out of this world. John saw that city coming down, just like a bride in her wedding gown. He said that the walls are made of jasper, the gates of pearl. Where once again God walks with man, and dries their tears with his own hand. I'm telling you the place where I'm a-going is out of this world. No more sorrow, no more fears, no more dying, no more tears. The river of life is flowing by, where we'll never have to say goodbye. Walls of jasper, streets of gold, where we'll never have to ever grow old. I'm telling you the place where I'm a-going is out of this world, out of this world.
Amen. How true that is. Folks, there's no place like heaven. You don't want to miss that trip. For those of you that need a copy of God's Word, feel free to write to this address, Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roane, R-O-A-N, Mountain, M-T-N period, Tennessee, T-N period, zip code 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Now, if you wish to use your computer and email us, it's all small letters, jury@openbiblehour.org. jury@openbiblehour.org. Now, whether you write or whether you email us, be sure that you give us your complete name and your complete address so that we can send you your Bible and your short course in Bible knowledge and your gospel tracts. We love you. Now, how is this done? By simple faith. God's people, churches, individual saints of God that love the Lord and that know the importance of the Word of God. See, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You will never be saved apart from the Word of the Lord. And I appreciate the saints, everyone that's listening today. Your love gifts, your prayers, your support, your burdens. We could never carry on this work without your prayers and without your help. Now, let me just mention that this month, September, is a special month for Open Bible Hour. And we began ministering in 1970. So you can count those years from 1970 to today and see how long this program has been going. And I'm grateful to our precious Lord and thank Him for using us just to be a blessing to God's people and to bring glory unto the Lord and honor Him. Now, for those of you that may be living close by, whether it's in over in North Carolina side or down on the Tennessee side, we'd like to invite you to the services at Victory Baptist Church on the Lord's Day. Sunday school at 10 o'clock, preaching at 11, then coming back in the afternoon at prayer room 15 to 6, worship at 6 o'clock on Sunday night. Then on Wednesday night, we have our midweek prayer and Bible study at 7. You're welcome to each and every one of our services. And God bless you, and we love you. Now, as we begin to pray and think about the Word of the Lord in the broadcast this week, I begin to think about the church. And I want you to turn with me in the book of John just for a moment. And there's a verse of Scripture that I want you to just simply see in verse number 5. He said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." What we have in the Bible, God is a triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. As we read the Old Testament, we see the moving of God the Father. Then you come to the New Testament, and then here we have Jesus coming into this world. And as He purchases and establishes the New Testament church, He dies, He raises again, goes back to the Father. But He made a promise that He would send us the Holy Spirit. And can I say to you, we're in the day of the Holy Spirit of God in our life. And how important is the Holy Spirit and the church? Well, I believe in the Word of God that there cannot be a church. In fact, the Holy Spirit must be present to make the church the body of Christ. Paul, under the Spirit of the Lord, writes this in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13, "For by one Spirit," now in your Bible that's a capital S, That's the Holy Spirit of God. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, and have been made to drink into one Spirit. See, there could be no church apart from the Holy Spirit of God. How do you get into the body of Christ? Well, the church, the living church, is literally a body of Christ. It's not a denomination. My friend, it's not a building. It's the body of Christ. How do you get into that? The Holy Spirit births you, baptizes you, literally, into that body of Christ. And we're made to enjoy in that work. Then I'm reminded in the Word of God in the book of Acts, chapter 2 and verse 18, that it's the Holy Spirit that must be present to make a church a ministering church. In other words, if there's a building and there's people gathering, but the Holy Spirit of God is not moving and stirring and blessing, can I say to you, it's just a dead work. But the Holy Spirit God, the Holy Spirit, is present to that ministering church. Listen to the Word of God. And on my servants, and on my head maintenance, I will pour out in those days my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Now, all of us, when we get saved, we're servants. And God saves us to serve Him and His work. And He said, upon my servants and on my handmaidens. how do we so need men and women in God's church? In other words, it's not just men, but the handmaidens. And God said He would pour out His Spirit upon those in that day, and they will prophesy. What does it mean? They will proclaim the Word of God. I look in our church and all through the years and how important the women have been as they teach the classes. What are they doing? They're proclaiming the Word of God. Many times it's the women that do the singing in the church. And thank God that it's the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of each and every one of us. And of course, as men, we're nothing but servants. Are we just to serve who? Serve God's work, to serve the Lord, to serve those that love the Lord. And then can I say that the Holy Spirit is so important in the church that it must be present to comfort a church that is suffering. In other words, you look around your little congregation. I know at our church right now, as many of our people, as they're getting, their age is climbing up on them. In fact, as I'm speaking to you now, as this month on September the 8th, we're going to ring that number 8 O-bell. And I never even thought about becoming this at this age. You just keep going and working for God. But the Holy Spirit must be present to comfort the suffering church. And the suffering church is what's against the church right now. Many times, most of the government is, religion is, publishing companies are. Hey, I want you to know, education is not interested that much in the work of the Lord. Everybody's got their own ideas and their own theories and their own philosophy. But can I say, the Holy Spirit of God has got one purpose in this world: to comfort the church as it goes through trials and goes through troubles. And you look in your congregation and hear the saints of God as these old bodies are being racked with pain and racked with many times they're going to be die of some disease that's in this world. See, God saves you. He saved that very spirit. But can I say he left us here in a body of flesh? And as we live, many times we fail, and this flesh, we suffer, and we hurt. And what does God do? The Holy Spirit ministers and is present to comfort a suffering church. Many times the older saints, they're not able to get out there and do the work that they used to be able to do. The work around the church and the visiting and all that needs to be done, all the involvement of it, they're not able. So what is it? Is it dying? No. The work of the Holy Spirit is to be present and to comfort in that little church. There can be no church apart from the power of God the Holy Spirit. And then I love what Paul writes in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 in the word of the Lord, that he shows us here that the Holy Spirit will be present in the glorified church. So folks, I want to say to you, just because there's a building, just because there's excitement, that doesn't mean that there's a church. I'll never forget. A pastor friend of mine took a church down in Georgia, and he called me back one day, and preciously young man, loved the Lord, and he said, "Preacher, pray for me. I felt like God wanted me to come and try to help this little church, but he said, I'm having a real problem. I'm not sure that there is a church here." In other words, a beautiful building, in a beautiful location, and folks coming. But there was something void. What was it? The Holy Spirit of God was not there. And truly, many times in congregations, what happens is individuals with the human ideas and human thoughts try to simply take it over. But may I say to you, God sets the church up, and the Holy Spirit of God births in those that need to be in the body of Christ. And the Holy Spirit hovers over that which is his. Listen to the word of God in Ephesians chapter 2. He said, through Christ, we both have access by one Spirit. Through Christ, we have the access of God the Holy Spirit. And from there, unto the Father, and therefore you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are builded together for an habitation of God. How? Through the Spirit of God. God the Spirit. Oh, folks, can I say to you, so many times in the day that we're living in, services are void of the Holy Spirit. Now, when we read this Bible, and God teaches us and shows us that to grieve not the Holy Spirit, many times the Spirit's not moving because saints of God are just quenching the Spirit and grieving the Holy Spirit and smothering him down instead of yielding to the Lord. See, as an individual, how we as God's people need to yield ourselves to the precious Lord and simply be submissive to his will. I was preaching the other night to my congregation, and as I was speaking to them, and I read the scripture where Paul said, I do not come to you with wisdom and worldly words, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. And how did he do that? He said, I come to you with fear and trembling. And I thought, what was he afraid of? Folks, I want to tell you something. Every time a man of God gets in that pulpit to preach, if he's not careful, he can actually get in the flesh. And I've seen this happen. Well, is he not in the flesh? Oh, yes. But if he's yielded to God, let the Holy Spirit speak through him. In other words, God uses his people. But Paul, what was he saying with fear and trembling? I remember him saying in the word of the Lord, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this wretched man? He said, Lord, when I know to do good, I can't. And I can't perform it. Why? He was in the flesh. And he simply says, I die daily. Oh, how we need to never really think that we have all the answers, that we're able to do all the things. Oh, how many times have I walked in the pulpit and there would be two messages on my heart. And you're praying, no, Lord, don't let me miss you. And may I say this to the young preachers today? Oh, be careful. I mean, be willing to be used of God. But when you step in that pulpit and you're pastoring a little congregation, my friend, can I say this to you? Hey, what do we need to do? What is our very calling? To preach the word of God. To be faithful. Lift him up. Let him get all the glory that there is to be gotten. And may we never try to steal God's glory, because if you're not careful, that flesh will. Oh, may we yield to God. And may we, as God's people in the congregation, submit to the Holy Spirit. If God wants you to slip in that altar, bow there. If God wants you to speak to someone, burdens your heart. Don't just come in and just sit down. Hey, let people know that you're glad they're there. And may we as God's people let the Holy Spirit of God yield us and deal with us. I hope and pray today that we've said something that may help you today. And may we live for him, that we might win souls and honor our Lord and give him all the glory that there is. May God bless you until next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.